Welcome to the DS106 Radio Show, A Road to Somewhere, a tribute to the open road. Kendall, Sean, and Kelsey will take you on a ride that celebrates the spirit of freedom, packing your bags, and hitting the road on an impromptu adventure.
Congratulations. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you are the guy who'll decide where to go. You'll look up and down streets, look them over with care. About some you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there, in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen, and frequently do, to people as brainy and footsy as you. And then things start to happen. Don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening, too. Oh, the places you'll go. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers, who soar to high heights. You won't lag behind, because you'll have the speed, you'll pass the whole gang, and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be the best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top all the rest, except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true, the bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You'll get all hung up, in a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on, you'll be left in a lurch. You'll come down from the lurch with an unpleasant bump, and the chances are then that you'll be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. You'll come to a place where the streets are not marked, some windows are lighted, but mostly they're darked. A place you could sprain both your elbow and chin. Do you dare to stay out? Do you dare to go in? How much can you lose? How much can you win? And if you go in, should you turn left or right? Or right in three quarters? Or maybe not quite? Or go around back and sneak in from behind? Simple it's not, I'm afraid you will find. For a mind maker upper to make up his mind. You can get so confused that you'll start in to race down long wiggled roads at a breaknecking pace. And grind on for miles, cross weirdish wild space, headed, I fear, towards the most useless place, the waiting place, for people who just wait. Waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or the waiting around for a yes or a no, or waiting for their hair to grow, everyone is just waiting. Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for the wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. No, that's not for you. Somehow you'll escape, all the waiting and staying. You'll find the bright places where boom bands are playing, with banner flap-flapping. Once more you'll ride high, ready for anything under the sky. Ready because you're that kind of guy. Oh, the places you'll go. There is fun to be done. There are points to be scored. There are games to be won. And the magical things that you can do with that ball will make you the winningest winner of all. Fame. You'll be as famous can be, with the whole wide world watching you win on TV. Except when they don't, because sometimes they won't. I'm afraid that sometimes you'll play lonely games, too. Games you can't win, because you'll play against you. All alone. Whether you like it or not, alone will be something you'll be quite a lot. And when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some, down the road between hither and you, that can scare you so much you won't want to go on. But on you will go, though the weather be foul. On you will go, though your enemies prowl. On you will go, though the hacken cracks howl. Onward up many a frightening creek, though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak. On and on you will hike, and I know you'll hike far, and face up to your problems, whatever they are. You'll get mixed up, of course, as you already know. You'll get mixed up with many strange birds as you go. So be sure when you step, step with care and great tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous and deft, and never mix up your right foot with your left. And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed. Kid, you'll move mountains. So, be your name Buxbom or Bixby or Bray, or Mordecai Ali Van Allen O'Shea, you'll be off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way.
Hey, y'all. Are you just driving with no destination in mind? Are you bored and tired of the same old tourist attractions? Well, then look no further. The Giant Smiling Peanut is the place to be. Located in the hometown of Jimmy Carter, our nation's 39th president, this peanut has a lot to smile about. Not only will it be a perfect addition to your Christmas card, the Smiling Peanut is a cheerful alternative to the little brat who never smiles for pictures. Bless her heart. Jimmy Carter endorsed, nationally approved. Come see us today. The Giant Smiling Peanut, where everything tastes like the dirt it was just pulled out of.
If you ever plan to move west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City. Look mighty pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Aren't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
And keep getting your kicks on DS 106 Radio.
the desert's bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Kentucky coal mines to the California sun.
Then Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matama, Apollonia, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Anchorage, Anchorage, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. When I was feeling near as faded as my jeans, Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans.
Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Canada, Monterey, Prairie Day, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, off coast of Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Double Lake, Cradle Lake, the Peak.
Some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles.
And stay tuned for even more fun on the road to somewhere.
Bored in Arkansas? Well, we got the thing for you. Come on down to the Frog Fantasies Museum, where all your frog fantasies come true. Here we have over 7,000 pieces of frogs, none of which were harmed in the process. Not to let any frog lovers down out there, there are also live frogs on the premises to fulfill all your frog fantasies. See you soon in Eureka Springs!
Cheerful voice of the public road, the gay, fresh sentiment of the road. Oh, highway I travel, do you say to me, do not leave me? Do you say, venture not, if you leave me, you are lost? Do you say, I am already prepared, I am well beaten and undenied, adhere to me? O public road, I say back, I am not afraid to leave you, yet I love you. You express me better than I can express myself, you shall be more to me than my poem. I think whatever I shall meet on the road, I shall like, and whatever beholds me, shall like me. I think whoever I see must be happy. From this hour, I ordain myself loosed of limits and imaginary lines, going where I list, my own master, total and absolute, listening to others, considering well what they say, pausing, searching, receiving, contemplating, gently, but with undeniable will, divesting myself of the holds that would hold me. I inhale great draughts of space. The east and the west are mine, and the north and the south are mine. I am larger, better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness. Allons, after the great companions, and to belong to them. They, too, are on the road. They are the swift and majestic men. They are the greatest women. Enjoyers of calms of seas and storms of seas, sailors of many a ship, walkers of many a mile of land. Trusters of men and women, observers of cities, solitary toilers, pausers and contemplators of tufts, blossoms, shells of the shore, dancers at wedding dances, kissers of brides, tender helpers of children, bearers of children, soldiers of revolts, standers by gaping graves, lowerers down of coffins, journeyers over consecutive seasons, over the years, the curious years each emerging from that which preceded it. Journeyers as with companions, namely their own diverse phases. Fourth steppers from the latent unrealized baby days. Journeyers gaily with their own youth. Journeyers with their bearded and well-grained manhood. Journeyers with their womanhood, ample, unsurpassed, content. Journeyers with their own sublime old age of manhood or womanhood. Old age, calm, expanded, broad with the haughty breadth of the universe. Old age, flowing free with the delicious nearby freedom of death.
To take your lovers on the road with you, for all that you leave them behind you. To know the universe itself as a road, as many roads, as roads for traveling souls. All parts away for the progress of souls. All religion, all solid things, arts, governments, all that was or is apparent upon this globe or any globe falls into niches and corners before the procession of souls along the grand roads of the universe. Of the progress of souls of men and women along the grand roads of the universe, all other progress is needed to emblem and sustenance. Forever alive, forever forward, stately, solemn, sad, withdrawn, baffled, mad, turbulent, feeble, dissatisfied, desperate, proud, fond, sick, accepted by men, rejected by men. They go, I know that they go, but I know not where they go, but I know they go toward the best, toward something great. Alons, the road is before us, it is safe, I have tried it, my own feet have tried it well, be not detained. Let the paper remain on the desk unwritten, and the book on the shelf unopened. Let the tools remain in the workshop, let the money remain unearned. Let the school stand, mind not the cry of the teacher. Let the preacher preach in his pulpit, let the lawyer plead in the court, and the judge expound the law. Camarado, I give you my hand. I give you my love more precious than money. I give you myself before preaching or law. Will you give me yourself? Will you come travel with me? Shall we stick by each other as long as we live?
I don't want to be in the car anymore. I want to go home.
All right, everyone. Looks like we've gotten somewhere. Go ahead and get out and stretch your legs. We hope you enjoyed the ride. Be sure to keep your dial tuned to DS106 Radio for all your entertainment needs.